8FGW monitoring portable. KDE8HHD, KDE8FGW.
KDE8GUJ. KDE8GUJ monitoring.
Hello, CQ, CQ. This is KD4UHY on Echo Link in virtual reality big screen. Does anyone have a copy on this Echo Link station?
Station calling, this is KD74LD.
Oh, very good. This is Pete here. We're located in northern Alabama on Echo Link, and we are in virtual reality in a program called Big Screen. Wearing the VR headset, the Echo Link is up on this big giant screen here. And we have another ham operator that's in the room with me from Ohio when I'm demonstrating Echo Link in virtual reality. And I told him, I said, you know, I could call here all day, never get an answer. I call you answers.
No, I can understand that. You got Ted. I'm up here in St. Ignatius, Michigan, just above the bridge in the UP, KV7OLD. Sometimes it's kind of hard. You usually have to grab the nets.
Yeah, I understand. There are a lot of stations. You know, like I say, I'm in VR here, and people come into my room, and so I want to demonstrate ham radio to them, because I'm telling you, these kids and a lot of people don't even know what ham radio is at all. And so this is an unbelievable and amazing way to demonstrate ham radio to people. Some of my fondest memories, and you might even get me crying thinking about it, me and my wife, We were from Jacksonville, Florida, where it's where we lived mostly, in Jacksonville, Florida. We loaded up our Goldwing motorcycle on a trailer up there to Ludington, where we stayed with friends in Ludington, and we rode our Goldwing motorcycle across the Mackinac Bridge. I have videos of it, and I've gone into the videos and actually captured some of the pictures and turned them into 3D and to see them on the big screen here, but the trip across the Mackinac Bridge, I've done it twice, back in 1973, across the bridge, and that brings back fond memories for sure.
Oh, it's still there. It's been a long years. I was stationed up here in 98. I'm originally from Ohio, near Elyria, or near Cleveland, Elyria, Ohio. And I've been up here for close to 30 years now, permanently. And I enjoy Echo Link and All-Star. But unfortunately right now, I'm at my destination and I've got to pick up some dog food. So I'm going to have to say 73s. KV7OLD.
Very good. Appreciate you coming back to me. This is KD4UHY in northern Alabama. Clear. Hello. Testing. 1, 2.
Can you copy me, Pete? W8AN.
Test, test, test. 1, 2, 3, 4. And since we're not connected to a repeater, we're just connected like in the internet. You have to use your call letters because it's not a transmitted signal. It's direct. So I don't know how we connected, but we did for sure.
I guess I'll have to experiment more with this mode.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Fox Julie Whiskey Monitoring.
All right, station, yes, come on in there. You have KD4UHY in Alabama. The other station's in Ohio.
Question. How are you connected into the Northern Michigan Repeater Network?
You know, that's a good question because I'm connected to my friend. We are in virtual reality right now. We're in wearing the VR headset, and we are in one of the rooms in virtual reality. And I have Echolink up on a big video screen. And so he came up as an individual, not a repeater. And I clicked on him, and we are connected direct. So I was not aware we're transmitting signal now. Or I did disconnect from the last repeater I talked on, I'm sure. Maybe not. I don't. Katie, for you, it's one.
Yeah, I'm looking at the dashboard here. It says you're connected to WHCCE 6 or 7-4 repeater out of Sheboygan.
Well, we were talking to a gentleman in the Upper Peninsula across the Mackinac Bridge up there, and that's who we were talking to. This is the first, because on my Echolink page it shows I'm just connected to my friend, and the icon is just a little person indicating it's not a repeater. It's an individual. Now, maybe my friend, Steve, or is it Steve is who I'm talking to. He may, yeah, you may be connected to a repeater. This is a first for me. I don't know.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, we're using All Star, so I don't know what you guys got going on because you're not showing up in any of the bubbles. So, but yeah, you're definitely connected to a repeater in Sheboygan County. That's for sure.
I mean, that's very cool. Again, we're on Echolink, and we thought we were connected to direct. You can connect to an individual direct. It's just like talking on the Internet. And if you're doing that, you don't have to use call letters because you're not transmitting a signal. And that's what I thought. But we're transmitting a signal because you're hearing us. So that's cool. So anyway, my friend is with me here in virtual reality. He's next to me. I can see his avatar. And he's wearing a VR headset. And he's on his, you're on your cell phone, right? And so he's got Echolink connected to his cell phone. And I have it on my computer. But my computer is connected to a program called Big Screen in virtual reality. And so I'm seeing Echolink here in virtual reality on a big giant IMAX theater screen. And anybody that comes into my room here, they can hear and see me and hear you. Now, when they talk, you would not be able to hear them. Very different and cool way to introduce a lot of these people in VR to ham radio. They don't even know what ham radio is, and so they get to hear and see it for the first time.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah. So, what is your note number?
Okay, you cut out a little. I don't know. My call is KD4UHY, and I don't know if that's your question. And in virtual reality, my screen name is Mr. Pete 3D. I create 3D photos from taking a regular photo. I turn them into 3D and can be seen amazingly here on the big screen. It's breathtaking. I have over 2,000 photos that converted to 3D. Just absolutely amazing to see pictures of our kids when they were babies, and it's just a wonderful hobby. I'm 83 years old, and I've been in VR 7 years now, and talk to people, have friends in Israel and Africa and over the UK in virtual reality. So it's very, very cool. KD4UHY.
Oh, for sure. That's all neat stuff. I was just wondering what's your node number? Because the new number that you're on is, or coming, I'm hearing you through, is 567751. Over.
I have no idea where to see my node number. No, where I would see that.
Oh, okay, I got it. Yeah, I don't do a whole lot with Echolink over the cell phone anymore, so. But yeah, hey, just be careful. You're on your network here, so. I only hear you, so basically it's just a one-way communication over here for us, so. I didn't hear your friend, Steve, I guess, but there you go. KE8FKW. Brad, way up here in the Sault Ste. Marie at the edge of the United States.
I don't know. I think I'm connected. I'm trying to see my cell phone while I got this headset on. It's not so easy. But just wanted to say hello there, Grant. Steve here in Northwest Ohio. And just enjoying the show, WAAN.
Could you hear my friend Steve there just a second ago?
Yep, W88N or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't hear you come back to him. I didn't know whether you heard him or not, because he's on a cell phone. And again, we're it shows us connected direct with, and not through a repeater, but apparently we are.
Yeah, I heard him just fine. I didn't know who he was talking to. But yeah. So yeah, very good. Yeah, you said you signed to the grandson. So yeah, that's neat. I didn't know if his grandson was in here or not, so I don't know.
Hey, hello? There's quite a delay when I hit the transmit button before I can actually talk. But yeah, Gordon, I just wanted to say hello. I just jumping in here. I didn't ever use this mode before. I put the app on the phone here a few months ago, but never really experimented with enough to figure out how to use it. So if I'm connected through a repeater, it's news to me because I don't know how to do that. It was enough just to find the transmit button on this thing. But might have to experiment a little more and see how this thing works. So good to hear you in there, though, W8AN.
Gordon, I guess I'm believing you heard Steve there. We are both together right now in virtual reality in a room here that I've created that has a big video screen and Echolink's up on the video screen. And so we just met just a few minutes ago. I'm going to have to put him on my favorites list here. And so appreciate you coming back to us if you're hearing me. And I will let you go and close the conversation. This is KD4UHY, Northern Alabama, Echolink, virtual reality, big screen. We're clear after your final.
Going to jump out of here myself, 73 gentlemen, W8AN.
Okay, sir. Yep, 73. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. KE8FGW, Sault Ste. Marie.
NADWM mobile.
Correct. NADWM mobile.
Hey, how's things?
You broke up a little bit time.
I'm way south of the 74. I'm on M32 right now, headed toward Gaylord.
Yeah, well, you're a little noisy, as you would expect at that point. So I just wanted to say, hey, you came in solid in the beginning, but I'm just heading home. I hope you're having a great day.
Yeah, we're certainly trying to make it from here to home. NADWM mobile.
You have a great one, Drake, and we'll talk to you a little later. NADWM mobile.
KFAENF monitoring.
Echo 9, Charlie, Quebec, India, from the Grand Hotel, Mackinac Island, calling CQ, CQ, CQ.
KFAENF from the Petoskey repeater. Read you loud and clear, caller.
Yep, I heard you just fine.
Hope you're enjoying your time on the island. Nice little break in the weather is making it a little bit more tolerable to be in a spot that doesn't have air conditioning.
Yeah, the weather over here is absolutely amazing. A bit of a breeze every once in a while and just absolute perfection.
Yeah, these are the days we live for around here, that's for sure.
I listened in on the net a little bit yesterday, but my connection was really, really poor, and I was trying to figure out what you guys were doing. Were you doing, like, Morse code practice, or what were you doing?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I did not attend the net. I'm fairly new on this repeater, so haven't gotten it all figured out what they're up to over there.
I was just curious.
Some traffic where some folks have been linking to this repeater through internet portals, and we're getting all kinds of crazy traffic on it, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Earlier today, there was some guy and a couple of other people that were connected. They didn't think they were connected, and caused a whole bunch of traffic, which is fine, but I don't know. I'm not sure how all that works and how folks can make a mistake like that thinking that they're not connected and continue that kind of traffic. It's kind of weird.
That's weird, but it is what it is, and I'm going to have to go here. I was just making sure my radio was working. Plus, it's my first out-of-my-home-state contact, so that's nice meeting you.
And make the most of it. KFAENF, clear and monitoring.
K9, TQI, signing off.
KD8, GUJ, monitoring.
KFAENF.
ENF, KD8, GUJ, go ahead.
We're coming through loud and clear. I'm coming at you from the Petoskey repeater.
Very good. I see Andy talking to the Sheboygan from Mullet Lake.
Oh, right on. You're getting into it really nice.
Waiting for NHVGAF to join us. Coming from Columbus, it's been a few more days. It's our family cabin on Mullet Lake, so just thought I'd sign in for him to get a hold of us. So thanks for coming back, and yes, the old man needs to study his ham rules.
Yeah, copy that. I'll clear the channel and let you connect up with your party. Have a great day. KFAENF, clear and monitoring.
How's the repeater link up working for you guys?
Yeah, excellent. I hear quite a bit of traffic actually coming from your area there, whether it's the Sheboygan or Mackinac repeater. Doesn't seem to be a lot of folks here on the Petoskey repeater jumping in. And then most of the guys that maintain the system are down in Traverse City. So pick them up every once in a while and chat with them, too. It's a great little system.
Yeah, it probably takes care of, five or six counties for you?
I think it's more than that. I believe it might extend even further south into the Grayling Mayo area as well.
Wow, that's fantastic. Glad to hear technology is finally catching up.
Yeah, if you look at the coverage map on their website, if you can get into it, seems to be on and again, off again, but almost the entire tip of the mid is covered by this thing, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, unfortunately, Central Ohio area where I'm from, they have 2-meter and 2 meter in UHF length, but as far as UHF systems aren't linked yet.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to that, obviously. When you get up into these rural areas and you can link repeaters together, it makes a lot of sense. But one of the GMRS repeaters in Sheboygan is linked with the system down in Detroit and Flint, and that can get quite a bit of traffic on it from time to time.
So is that officially up and running now, the GMR in Sheboygan?
I was saying GMRS. I don't know about the DMR systems. I don't think there's a whole lot of DMR up here. There is some D-Star and some All-Star on these systems, though, that that's a little bit spotty, hit or miss.
Oh, very good. GMRS, I got you. Thank you for the correction. KD8GUJ for identification.
Yeah, enjoy your time up here in northern Michigan. Thanks for coming to see us and jumping on our system up here. Hope you're having a great week and enjoying this nice spot of weather that we've got going on now.
Yes, and thank you for supporting the radio ham hobby that we both carry along. KDUJ.
KFA-ENF.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Vic Sierdorf for comms check on this repeater.
NAGJF, KAGJ, welcome.
Mile marker 274.
Copy, you're at the 274. You're just on the fringe of the 74 machine.
Okay, yeah, there's still some hills around here, so we'll let you know when I get close. And if you say,
KD8GUJ. NAGJF. KD8GUJ, go ahead.
Just crossed over into the county line.
Clear on the information, Sheboygan County line. KD8GUJ.
NAGJF, getting off at the exit. Getting off at the exit now.
Yes, he's received at 68, 88 CUJ.
NACJF. Gonna stop for fuel and then stop again.
Yes,
NACJF, done again.
W8RPM, W8RPM, KC8NAS Mobile.
KF8ENF.
KF8ENF.
How are you doing this afternoon, sir? Name over here is Dan, northbound 75.
Hello there, Dan. How are you today?
Well, just fighting the people that can't maintain speed.
Yeah, it is the season, brother. We try to stay off the roads this time of year as much as possible because of that, but sometimes you can't help it. By the way, my name's Bentley. I'm speaking to you through the 5-9 on the Petoskey repeater.
Hey, they sound good. Yeah, I'm heading my way up to the place I got in the Upper Peninsula, so kind of stuck with the traffic, but I'm a firm believer in cruise control, and it drives me nuts when I have the same people going back and forth, and the flow of traffic just gets all messed up. And as I say, we're found the mile marker 292. 10 miles or so north of Gaylord.
Yeah, great stretch of road there through the state forest. It's pretty going through that hill country there. I hope you can concentrate on that instead of the bumpers in front of you.
Well, it's opening up. You know, most people drop out and I keep driving. I'm going to be going up to this around Munising area, so even after I get to the bridge, I've got like another 2 hours, 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, well, things should lighten up for you when you get past Indian River. I think there's a lot of traffic that must turn off and head over toward my way in Petoskey, across 68. So hopefully smooth sailing for you from there.
What is Ron? There's two Rons. RPM is what I was just calling. But there's also a WGAW. Ron or Rodney, is he still around?
I'm fairly new on the 2-meter stuff around here. I have chatted with Ron W8RPM many times. I haven't caught him lately, though, so I'm not familiar with the other gentleman you're referring to.
AC8NAS, yeah, you never know with Ron if he's in town or down south. But the other guy, he's the one that introduced me to the Buzzard's Roost Net, I think it was. On 80 meters.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Sounds like a bunch of old people, doesn't it? But it's just not. They got a pretty funny webpage.
And a great name.
Looks like you're going to have as nice a weather as I'm going to have this weekend. You got any plans for the weekend?
Yeah, doing a little bit of trail maintenance on the North Country Trail on Saturday. You may have heard about the big ice storm we had up here. Our trail chapter from Harbor Springs covers 46 miles of trail, and almost all of it was devastated by that ice storm. And we're chipping away at it a little bit at a time. Usually we can make a half mile of progress every time we go out just because it's just so devastated. But we'll see if we can make some progress on Saturday. And then Sunday I was thinking about maybe throwing a pack on my back and going out for a little overnight backpack in the Jordan Valley.
Sounds like a good time. Yeah, I saw videos of that ice storm. It was just horrible. And just a couple of years before that, I think was a tornado, right? Right downtown Gaylord. Well, a little bit northwest, I guess, of downtown. But they wrecked a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we had some straight line winds that came through the area, knocked down a lot of stuff. I think Gaylord got the most of it, or that area that you're talking about there. Yeah, it's been a rough couple of years for weather for us, but that is the life up here.
Yeah, these little mini vacations are always a gamble. You know, you're trying to schedule ahead, you know, for your employer and scheduling and all that other stuff, but you really don't know what you're going to run into. Where I'm going, it seems like they never get it right. It's always like a 50-50 thing. I've seen things where it's like supposed to rain and it turns out to be the greatest day ever. And then, you know, converse of that, too. It's just a weird area. Like, too close to Lake Superior and screws everything up. I don't know.
Well, I've spent a lot of time on Lake Superior, and one of the constants is the weather will change at the drop of a hat, so you got to be prepared for any conditions, especially if you're on the water.
Heard that from commercial fishermen. Once it turns bad, brace for the shore.
Yeah, I can't believe there's somebody that rents pontoon boats out of Munising and sends people off into Lake Superior on those things. It's that's a special kind of crazy or ignorance.
Same people ice fishing on 2 inches of ice or less in the traffic area. I had a friend who's I don't know if he was married at that time, but future father-in-law, I guess. It's one of those weird things where in Ford River area, you know, Escanaba and stuff over there. Guy calls him up to go ice fishing the next morning, and he says, no, I think I'll skip it. Finds out that the stepdad still went out, and not too long before he got to where he was going, or trying to go, an icebreaker had gone through, I guess, and the ice hadn't fully healed or whatnot, and his four-wheeler went down, and he went down, and four-wheelers flip upside down and go wheels up, and he couldn't get back up through the hole.
Yeah, Exhibit A, why I don't mess around on the ice.
For a while, these guys loved it. Back in my college days, they invited me up to go ice fishing, and I'm like, are you kidding me? And I didn't have a great time. They did. Everything was about walleye or whatever, but it was... It's not like being on a boat in the sun where you can watch the shore move by. You just see the walls and darkness and... No regulation on it either, right? It's either super hot or it's super cold, and you just kind of go through the transition.
Yeah, maybe that's why the beer flows so well.
My first and last time ice fishing, I think. Never say never, but I think it'll be my last. I grew up in Escanaba, went through high school there, and I know what snow feels like. And now that I'm a little bit further south, we don't have near the snow, so... Spring doesn't start happening in the Upper Peninsula until, like, middle of June.
Well, you know what we call Escanaba, don't you?
It's got a pretty rough name right now. What do you call it?
The Banana Belt.
Okay. Facebook guys are calling it Meskanaba. They got a pretty bad meth problem there, I guess. Ron was telling me that's even in this area. But when I drive through home, it doesn't look like my memories, you know. Some parts are looking a little rough. They've been having a lot of fires over there, man. I don't know if you know that, but a Stonehouse restaurant was an icon. That burned totally to the ground, and just a couple of days ago, Moe's Pub, which, you know, is just down the street from there, their kitchen caught fire, and I think there was a third one. Third one was some auto shop place, and then maybe a fourth. Like, this whole week, you know, I think they've had three fires, major fires.
No, not the Stonehouse. That's my go-to place when I go up there for business and need a good steak. That's too bad.
Yeah, that one went down to the ground. My mom's friends actually built that place back in the 40s or 50s or whatever it was. Ted Breitenbach was the original owner. And after World War II or whatever, I think they put that together. And then his wife, Rosie, turned out to be an English teacher that was my mom's, I don't know what you call them. When you graduate school and you work underneath somebody, it's not really a chaperone. Mentor, maybe. But yeah, that's a nice place. You know, if you can't do that one, you know, maybe try the terrace. Yeah, I don't know what they call it, Freshwater Tavern or something over there. It's got a nice view of the lake.
We used to go into H&H once in a while, Hereford and Hops, and I haven't been there in a number of years, so I don't know if it's decent anymore, but that was a okay stand-in.
That one will do it, KC8NAS Mobile. I was in town for just, I don't know, 4th of July weekend, I guess, is the last time I went through here. We stopped at Elmer's grocery store, and the girl I was with just had to show me. When you open up the milk cooler doors, you start hearing mooing and cows and all this other stuff. And when you open up the cooler doors with the eggs, you hear a bunch of chickens clucking and all this stuff. I'm like, give me a break.
Ah, that's the UP for you. KF8ENF. By the way, I did come over here to join a friend of mine. I don't know if he's on. Chris, you out here?
K8GAT. Yep, sure am. Just enjoying listening to the conversation.
Yeah, talking to Dan here, who is a displaced youper, and he's on his way back to the home country.
That's a pretty good drive, Escanaba there. We used to make that all the time when I was up at K.I. Sawyer.
K.I. Sawyer, were you stationed there?
Yep, I was there from 89 to 93.
I don't know if the Idle Time Bar in Scandia would have still been open then, probably. That used to get a lot of KI traffic.
Yep, I was actually part of a cribbage league they would have there in the wintertime, and that was a pretty fun place. We, my wife and I actually rented a house in Scandia, so it was just a mile or two away from our house.
I remember pulling into that bar parking lot with my dad one afternoon, and people are in there, they're just laughing their tails off, and they're like, you guys just missed it. Or what? They told the story of some truck driver guy, or maybe he's just in a regular truck, I don't know. But he thought he had a dead deer on the side of the road, and he picked the deer up, he put it in the back of his trailer, and he's going to show it to everybody in the bar. And when he lifted up the sliding door, the roll-up door, the thing wasn't dead, and it kicked her in the head and took off running.
That sounds about right for the idle time, that's for sure.
Hey, how about the Swallow Inn in Rapid River?
That place,
you know, I never
really
made it down
there.
We always heard stories about it, but
every time I go by there, I can't believe the roof hasn't collapsed because it just looks like it's, you know, sloped inward.
You guys are both doubling there, but I had darkened the door of that place many, many years ago, and it was still open.
Tended to go towards, I can't remember what it was, the Rustic Tavern, I think. It was out by Rock. They used to have some interesting wrestling nights out there.
It was owned by Big Bonnie and McFarland. She lost her liquor license and turned it into a strip club. And after she died, they wrote about her like she was a hero.
That's what it was, McFarland, not Rock. Yep, she was an interesting gal, that's for sure.
Hey, guys, nice chatting. I'm going to take a little standby here and turn up some music. Maybe listen to you guys chat a little bit, so I'm going to get it back to you, too. I'll be coming through on Monday. I don't know if anybody will be around, but it'll be like mid-afternoon or whatnot. Kilo Charlie 8, November, Alpha Sierra, Killer Clowns 8, Nancy and Susie. We're going to be on standby.
All right, Dan. Good to make your acquaintance. K8ZAT here. Name is Chris. And maybe we'll catch you on the way back.
Yeah, Dan, enjoy the weekend. Safe travels, and hope you get that traffic moving ahead of you there pretty quick, or at least you can get around them. I'm Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo November Foxtrot. Name's Bentley. Have a great weekend. Chris, were you able to get in on the 1-9 on low power, or did you have to dial it up?
No, we're hitting it on 5 watts, and you guys are understanding me, so it must be working pretty well.
Yeah, same. Of course, I'm only, you know, across the bay from the tower, and that's a pretty easy reach for me, but still didn't expect to only hit it with 5 watts, and you are sounding really clear and really good, man.
Yeah, same with you. You are crystal clear just like you have been. This is, I'm thoroughly impressed with these little rigs. I wish I'd have done this a while ago now.
Well, it might be fleeting. We'll have to keep an eye on it. I was chatting with a guy the other day. I think I might have told you about it. He was on his way over to Indian River from Traverse City, and he was getting in between Mancelona and Kalkaska, which was pretty unusual for him. So he was saying that he thought that the atmospheric conditions were such that it was making the 2-meter band a little bit more accessible. So that might go away here anytime soon, so we should keep an eye on our power settings and whether or not we can still make comms.
Yeah, agreed wholeheartedly. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, we're supposed to be in the solar maximum for another couple months, I thought. So hopefully it would be nice to hold out a little bit.
Hey, while we're playing around, do you want to try some simplex between us and see if we can get the legs?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that a bit.
All right, why don't we, per your pace plan, use your, contingency frequency on 2 meters and see if we can touch base that way, 144.95.
That sounds great. I will move on over there. K8ZAT, clear the frequency.
KF8ENF, clear.
K8DIY, standing by for the net. K8DIY.
Let's manipulate and alter the intelligence to shut wherever it leads. We don't get through the keys. We're going to continue to offer everybody who's mentioned an opportunity to come on their show and defend themselves. Greg Jarrett, John Solomon, thank you both. Joining us now, Rick Moore, Senator Lindsey Graham, Senator rank and file intel officials that said there was no Trump-Russia collusion. Didn't happen. And then they decided, I guess according to Tulsi's release, my understanding is she believed Barack Obama led the way, but using the deep state, meaning Brennan and others, they decided to come up with another intelligence assessment. Now there's a bigger question. There's an investigation into a grand conspiracy by the FBI Director Kaz Chappelle that this has been a pattern that has played out now for three presidential elections. The second one would be in 2020, and remember, they verified the authenticity of Hunter's laptop in March of 2020. The FBI then was meeting weekly with big tech companies, but they knew Rudy Giuliani's then-attorney, Bob Costello, had a copy. They knew it was going to be made public. Lo and behold, October, that laptop story breaks in the New York Post. And sure enough, 51 former intel officials that knew nothing about that laptop assured the American people that, in fact, it has all the makings and markings of Russian disinformation. And when